It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good, good. 34 degrees outside right now. Funny afternoon. Had rain, sun, rain, sun, rain, wind.
Yeah. Not very much rain at a time, but it was kind of off and on there.
We had all of spring yesterday.
Yeah.
Now the next few days we get some good stuff.
We do.
Yeah, pretty good forecast here the next few days. Hope you get a chance to get outside and enjoy it. I know the grass will. Kendall Warren is in with us this morning as we get started today. He'd like to tell us a little bit this morning about W&S Suppliance. Kendall, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Got one front load washer dryer, including the pedestals in good shape. Several used gas dryers. Still at the Maytag Drying Center. One side-by-side refrigerator in good working condition. Several used electric ranges. She'll have a 40-gallon natural gas water heater, also a 40-gallon direct vent natural gas water heater. Used portable electronic air cleaner, practically new. A couple of used built-in dishwashers, a couple of used microwave hood combinations that are priced for quick sale, and two washer-dryer sets. Got lots of freezers, chest and upright, Whirlpool Amana, and frigid air. Several sizes to choose from, and most of those are in stock. Water softeners by Luxury. We'll test your water for hardness so we can help you properly size your new luxury water softener from W&S Appliance. Water heaters, gas, and electric. The ones we sell are made in the United States. We deliver, install, hold out old water heater away, and, of course, take care of that service later if it's needed. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. Coming up this weekend, the folks at the Oak Tree Opry in Anita will be celebrating Spring Fest with a bunch of big shows. Bob Everhart joins us on the phone this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about the activities. Bob, good morning.
Hey, how you doing there, Jim?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I have the cow's milk, the hogs are fed, and the eggs are gathered. I'm going to go out and do my chores now.
You've been living in Iowa for a little while, huh?
Well, at least the sun is shining. That's pretty good news.
Oh, you got that right. Hey, what's going on at the Oak Tree this weekend?
Well, this is our annual, I don't know, it seems like these hard, cold winters, they get, I don't know what they do to the poor roof of the old theater, but every year it seems like it gets a little bit worse, and we have to go up there and patch it up. So, well, this is the one time of the year we do a benefit show for to fix the roof here in Anita. And this Friday at 7, Saturday at 1 and 7, and Sunday at 10, we got a ton of entertainers coming in. And, man, there's some of them are pretty good. Kurt Shoemaker. Do you know who that Kurt Shoemaker is?
Well, I've heard the name.
He's the steel guitar player for Martina McBride.
Ah, okay.
He's bringing his band up from Kansas. Bobby Awe's coming down. Dale Eicher's still down in Texas, but he sends his best wishes. I guess that's okay. Lee Muller's coming up from Kansas, and it's going to be a nice show. Red Johnson's coming down from Minnesota, so's a bunch of other people. Are you going to come over and yodel? Didn't you promise to do that last year?
Well, you can't really tell the difference. If it's me, I could send the dog in my place, and you really wouldn't tell the difference at all. Is Kurt going to bring Martina with him? Because she's kind of fun to look at and fun to listen to.
She's very pretty, yes, she is. I don't know. I forgot to ask him that. I'll ask him when I see him.
Well, you get a lot of entertainers coming in from all around the upper Midwest.
They are. Shall I name them?
Sure.
There's many of them. Kelvin Duhacek, he's a ragtime piano player. Riley Jensen is a young one that does country music. Kathy Gravy is an accordion player. Rand Altfelder is called Lonesome Ron from Minnesota. He does cowboy songs. Don Deemer comes from Colorado. He's a folk singer. Bill Hendren is like a Ray Price singer. He'll be on Saturday night. Red Johnson from Minnesota, I mentioned him. Marge Lund, she's our little girl right here in Anita. She is a good yodeler. She could show us how to yodel. Rick and Harriet Anderson, they're a couple from Underwood, Iowa. They live over by Underwood. Emma Hayen, she's a real pretty little girl. She lives over by Council Bluffs. She's a real young, pretty singer. David Green, he's got a brand new CD out from Avoca. Joan Brooking, she's from over around Stewart. Francis Hahn comes down from Mapleton. And there's just a whole bunch coming for the whole weekend. So, man, this sounded like a lot of fun. Jim, if you come over and yodel, we'll have a great time.
You'll have a smaller crowd. I don't want to hurt your profits.
Well, we won't tell them when you'll be on, would you?
Yeah.
Kind of shock them, you know?
Just surprise them.
Yeah.
You've got four shows over 3 days coming up this weekend. That makes for a lot of loyal fans coming over, but it also means a lot of loyal performers. They sure enjoy getting up on stage.
Well, my whole theory of music is sometimes we might not have, we might have one or two that are not the very best in the world. However, when we put these shows together, we give everybody a chance. It doesn't matter to us, because when we do it this way, the really, really, really good ones come down and support that whole business of, okay, you're learning how to pick or sing or play something. We got time. We can listen to you do this for a song or two, and the good ones, the really, really good ones, they just fall right in, and they help us bring these people into the music world. Music's a marvelous thing, you know. It's just an absolutely incredibly beautiful experience for most people who listen to it and most people who play it. So that's how we do it.
You bet. Well, I know you've got a lot of loyal fans that come out for most all the shows, but you always have a few extra seats for new fans.
Not too many. Friday night is just about full. Friday night's got a lot of young people on, so, their families are supporting them just like we do. So Friday night is getting a little bit crowded, but the Saturday afternoon show has seats. Saturday night has seats, and Sunday morning is going to be Cowboy Church with Scott Davison. He's from down in Braddyville. And Brooke Turner, do you remember who Brooke Turner is?
Seen him perform, you bet.
Yeah, Brooke Turner. He rode his horse to Nashville when his little sister got really, really sick. His mom and dad live here in Anita, and he's going to come help us with some cowboy music on our little church services at 10 a.m. So it's and that has seats, too, so... And the other thing is, Sheila's going to... Jim, do you remember when you were younger and and you would go out and buy a Coca-Cola in a glass bottle?
Little 8-ounce bottle.
Top cap. You had to have a bottle opener and a bag of peanuts. And you would put the peanuts in the Coke, and then you'd drink the Coke and eat the peanuts, or eat the peanuts, or drink the Coke, whichever came first. Do you remember that?
Oh, a dime for a little 8-ounce glass bottle of Coke.
Yeah. She brought. She just got a whole bunch. She went down to Sam's and bought a whole bunch of Coca-Colas imported from Mexico, and these are the same Coca-Colas that we used to have, because the Coca-Cola, even though it's absolutely delicious, has changed its recipe a few times. But in Mexico, they're kind of slow down there, and they never did change it, and it's all the same as it was with cane sugar sweetener and all that sort of stuff. So it tastes like the original Coke that was in a glass bottle. I don't know, probably 90 years ago. Do you remember that?
Wasn't quite 90, but yeah, I got you. I'm following. Bob, how much?
Whatever. It's kind of fun.
How much are tickets this weekend?
The reserve seats are $10, so we're at the point right now that might be advisable. Otherwise, you take a chance and come in for $7, and that gives us. We'll put a couple $1,000 on the roof right this weekend. We'll do that real easy.
You bet. And do you still have the weekend passes available?
Oh, yeah, you can get all four shows for $20. That's only $5 a show. And that, you can come and go as you please, We've got good facilities over here in Anita. The Redwood Steakhouse does great. The Weather Vane Cafe does absolutely, I call it farmer food, and it's just absolutely great what they have there. The RVs are lining up to get in the park, and the swans and the geese are fighting over water space, so there you are.
Sounds like a great day, great weekend to be had, huh?
Yeah, if we had a guy on an elephant, it would be terrific.
Wouldn't it, though? Classic country, a little bluegrass, some old-time gospel, little country church on Sunday morning. The shows are 7 o'clock Friday night, Saturday twice at 1 and again at 7 o'clock, and then Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, and they'll all be a little bit different.
They're all different, yeah, every one of them.
Very,
very,
good.
Very different.
So you can come to each and every show and see something a little bit different. Bob, how would they go about getting those tickets if they want to do that in advance?
I can give you a phone number. It's 712. Okay, you know that. 712-762-4363.
Very good. Just make that call, and they'll take care of all that business for you. Hey, I have to ask. I know you guys do a little bit of traveling, you and Sheila, as part of your Smithsonian work. Did you do anything spectacular here over the winter months?
We were out in California, and it was kind of neat out there. We went up and seen Death Valley. It was an incredible experience. But, we had an earthquake out there. And have you ever been in an earthquake?
No, not yet.
that's a weird experience, and so don't do that.
Okay, I'll make a point of not doing that. That's good advice. And that's the biggest thing that happened to you this winter?
Well, probably about, you know, we get to travel quite a bit. A friend of ours loaned us a car while we were out there, and we just had a marvelous time. It's a whole different world out in California. They think a lot differently than we do back here.
Really? I'd never heard that.
Well, it means move fast and drink slow or something like that. I don't know.
Well, very good. A little work on the roof needed over there at the Oak Tree Opry, yep. So you can help them out and enjoy some good shows as well this weekend. Make sure you give them a call at 712-762-4363. $7 for tickets or $10 for the reserve seats if you'd like them. And the shows are filling up fast, so make that phone call and enjoy some great weekend of shows this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Anita. Bob Everhart, thanks a lot for your time this morning. Good luck with the shows.
Okay, Jim. Thank you very, very much.
You bet. Take care. I'll turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell us a little bit more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got a very good selection of refrigerators in stock. Top freezer models, bottom freezer models, side by side, and, of course, a very popular French door with the bottom freezer. Top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Lots of washers and dryers by Whirlpool, Maytag, and Manna LG. Top load and front load. Tub sizes up to 5 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and dryer. Also on the washer, 5 years on the washer motor and 15 years on the washer transmission. Lots of gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Manna LG, Maytag, Frigidaire, and KitchenAid. Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order, such as built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Pots on, and try to top and see us, and try to do it today, Jim.
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. Thanks for stopping by. And my thanks also to Bob Everhart for joining us here on our program this morning and visiting with us about the Spring Fest event coming up this weekend at the Oak Tree Opry, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 4 shows on 3 days. Make sure you get your tickets soon. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.